This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Mark Teixeira will be joining us momentarily for his and Mark is indeed with us in today's Mark Teixeira Report, brought to you by Windorama and Anderson Windows and Nissan. Mark, it's Don and Peter. How are you, man?
I'm good, guys. You?
Good. We're hanging in, watching. Just we went from having nothing to watch to now having everything to watch. I mean, sports is blowing up. But Michael brought up something earlier that I wanted to get your opinion on as a former player. You know, Gleyber Torres is struggling. Gary Sanchez is struggling on the Mets side. Pete Alonso's had a lot of issues. How do you think you would handle the pandemic as a player? I mean, you guys are creatures of habit. Having a new layer of things to concern yourself about, could you fault the player for maybe here early on being affected by what's going on?
I really can't, honestly, Don. I mean, whether it's injuries or performance issues, I mean, this was a situation that no one has ever had to go through. I mean, I think we see it a lot when guys do from injuries. You might be off a couple months, your schedule is completely thrown off, your timing is thrown off, and whether it's a pitcher or a hitter. And so when you see guys come back having basically 3 weeks of summer camp and then being thrown into a season where they have to social distance, you know, you have a lot of the issues with travel and COVID and everything, you're just going to see some really weird stats early. And, you know, guys like Gary Sanchez, he's much better than this. I mean, obviously, Pete Alonso is much better than this. Gleyber Torres. I mean, Torres and Alonso were two of the best 10 players in all of baseball last year. They just need to get on track.
So, Yankees had a doubleheader yesterday, and we kind of got our closest look at the seven-inning doubleheader. And some people today feel like that should just be the future of baseball, is seven-inning games. What say Mark Teixeira?
I think if you're in a pinch and you have to schedule a seven-inning doubleheader because of some sort of schedule problem, I have no problem with it. But I'm ready for baseball to make changes. I think a lot of us are. But just to say now the game should be seven innings, I think would be a little bit too radical. But hey, baseball has its issues with length of game and pace of play. And I would not be surprised if 5 years from now we're talking about seven-inning games.
And the reason I'm for it, Mark, is because, you know, we talk about the integrity of the game and the tradition of the game. Well, look at all the things that we've done now because of pace of play, putting a clock on a pitcher, how long you can go out there and visit the mound, how often you can have mound visits, pitchers having to face three batters, mandatory. Now, maybe you can get rid of all of that and just make it a seven-inning game. I mean, that could probably keep it closer to tradition than all the gimmicks that we've created to try to have a better pace of play.
Don, that's a great point. And I do think that you would have, you know, seven-inning games and 144-game schedule, I think, would be better on the players. The fans wouldn't get so much fatigue. You'd have, you know, less injuries, I think, you know, all across the sport. So, again, I am ready for baseball to make changes post 2020, you know, the pandemic season. And I really hope that the owners and players can sit across the table this offseason and into next year and talk about things that can actually make the game better.
You just mentioned players who are struggling, and you mentioned Pete Alonso specifically, 1-for-4 yesterday in the Mets win over the Nationals, 180 now his batting average for the season. At what point would you actually be full-on worried that this, you know, is a real problem and that maybe Pete Alonso, he's not a 180 player, certainly, but that last year may not have been who he actually is?
Honestly, Peter, it's going to take the entire season. If he has 2.5 bad months or however many months we're actually going to get in here, then I would say, man, was last year a fluke? But I've had stretches even in my best years where I stunk for 2 weeks or even a month where I wasn't that good. So a bad month happens to good players all the time. And, you know, we ran through the list of players last week on Baseball Tonight, in the green room, talking about all the different players that even last year had bad stretches. I mean, Christian Yelich was otherworldly last year. He had a 3-for-27 stretch last season. So I think good players are going to have these stretches. 2 weeks doesn't bother me. A month even doesn't bother me. But if you go through this 60-game season and Pete Alonso's hitting around 200 and the power's not there and the OPS is down, I would get worried going into 2021, but I am not worried yet. And I'm not worried about Gleyber Torres either. Gleyber Torres is an absolute stud. I think Gary Sanchez is probably the only guy between the Yankees and the Mets where you start to wonder, is he going to turn this around this year? Because his at-bats are looking really bad.
Yeah, it's been something with him for a while now. So that's, I agree with you. That's a legitimate concern.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Today, the Yankees play no LeMahieu, no Judge, giving them days off. Now, officially, no one on the Yankees has played every game so far. So it looks like the analytics are going to stay the same. Do you agree with giving, you know, a guy like Judge, who's been red hot, a day off here, since they've had so many days off between the pandemic delays and also the rainout they had the other day?
I agree 100%. You know, if you gave a guy like Aaron Judge, obviously his talent is unmatched. I mean, with his size and strength, we know all he has to do is kind of square up a ball, and he can hit home runs, and he can put up numbers that are, you know, second to none in the game. So you have to keep him healthy. And as long as he's playing 5 out of every 6 games or 7 out of every 8 games, I'd give him basically a game off every week going into October, because health is number one for a guy like Judge.
What are you you dialed in any of the other restarts? I know obviously you got a lot of baseball tonight and things regarding baseball, but how into basketball, hockey, golf, et cetera, are you?
I've watched a little bit of golf because my youngest son will actually watch golf with me. I have not watched a minute of basketball or hockey, I'm going to be honest with you guys. And this is something that I think that the sports world was a little bit afraid of, and I'm not sure exactly what the numbers are going to look like at the end of the season, but I got used to the last 4 months not having sports on. And, you know, it might take, you know, until next year when I get back into a rhythm of, all right, every night there's something, or every weekend there's something to look forward to. But I just got into a rhythm, you know, from March on that sports wasn't going to be a part of my day. And so I'm back into baseball, but I haven't watched a minute of basketball or hockey.
It's so interesting you say that, because I remember early on in the pandemic, and I got shot down for this by callers and by Michael and Peter, that the one thing that I would be concerned about is what you just said. Where you get in the habit of 4 or 5 months with no sports, you start to get into other things, your priorities change dramatically. And the other thing I was concerned about, Mark, and you've got family, and I've got a young family too, is that with everything going on in the world, boy, does it put the sports in perspective. Like, am I going to pace up and down with every, like, Met ninth inning the way I did before, when you've got people that are out of work, when you've got people wondering, you know, are their kids going to be able to go to school, or God forbid somebody in their family, you know, has COVID-19, or, you know, what's happening with the social injustices in the world. Like, you just wonder, like, wouldn't it be natural over this time for sports to maybe drop a couple of pegs in people's lives?
Don, you're exactly right. I could not agree more with you. And I think, you know, when I played, I tried to keep that perspective. I mean, I was always, you guys know, I was always someone that was very businesslike. I mean, I went about my business, kept my head down, maybe didn't look like I was having a good time out there, but it was just kind of what I did. And from, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I left for Yankee Stadium till 11 or 12 at night when I got home, that was my time to be a baseball player. But when you look at what's happening in the world, everybody else is focused on other things. I mean, they're not pacing up and down because, you know, Edwin Diaz is having a rough night. They're worried about their next paycheck. They're worried about their family being safe and healthy. They're worried about their grandparents or their parents that are elderly. And I think you have a lot of people that are just kind of taking an approach that, yeah, sports is nice when it's there, but I'm not going to let it, you know, run my life. And I tried to not let it run my life even when I was a player. I tried to compartmentalize it. And I think people are compartmentalizing it right now and saying, hey, it's fun when it's on, but I got bigger fish to fry right now, and the world's a tough place. It's a strange place, and I may not have to watch every Yankees game or every Mets game, and I'll really tune in October when the games get interesting.
How good do you think this Yankees team could be? And how, if they continue on the pace that they're playing at right now, how fondly do you think they could be remembered given what the season looks like?
They have a chance to be a regular season win percentage perspective, one of the best teams of all time. I really worry about that three-game series, though. I mean, you just look at it. Let's just assume the Yankees are going to be the one seed in the American League. And the Cleveland Indians, or a team like the Indians, sneak into the playoffs as the eighth seed. And the Yankees, in a three-game set at Yankee Stadium, have to face Bieber, Clevinger, and Carrasco with all those righties, you know, throwing 96 on the hands of our big righties with sliders down and away, and they lose. The Yankees lose 2 out of 3, and it's like, what just happened? So from a regular season perspective, this team is incredible. But the fact that this team has lost Luis Severino, James Paxton does not look like an ace right now.
No.
Tanaka is, listen, he's always good in the playoffs, but you just worry every time he goes out there, you worry about his health. I just think that, you know, let's not start scheduling the Canyon of Heroes parade just yet, because the playoffs, and I said this to you guys last week, you know, the playoffs is when this season starts. It's going to be super interesting what happens in October.
So what is it with Paxton? He's lost 4 or 5 miles per hour for his fastball. He says he's healthy. Wouldn't that be almost a disaster if he is healthy and lost that much off his fastball?
Yeah, well, guys, he's going to say he's healthy. Remember, every player out there, unless you just signed an 8 or 10 year deal and you have that financial stability for the rest of your career, you're always going to say you're healthy. And let's just say that he just needs a few more weeks to get ready. Let's give him a few more starts, and we'll see if he's healthy. If his velocity is consistently down, then you got to think, is he damaged goods? I mean, when you have a back issue, when you have these major things that have happened to Paxton, health has kind of been his thing. And when he's healthy, he's a great pitcher, and he's a 1 or a 2 on most teams. But right now, the velo's not there, so you're right to question if he's 100%.
Mark, this was a lot of fun, man. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Always fun, guys. You too.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.